Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The case involving marriage will be heard by the United States Supreme Court tomorrow, with a decision expected sometime by the end of June. We're going to be talking about it in Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this major argument, Matt, that's coming up tomorrow before the United States Supreme Court. Sometime by the end of this week, the justices will get together and they will vote as to how they come down on this issue. And then whoever is in the majority, one of those individuals will be assigned to begin writing the decision. And a decision will be released sometime between now and the end of June. It'll probably be one of the last decisions of the term. This is a big decision, Matt. The questions before the Supreme Court are, number one, is there a constitutional right to same-sex marriage? And number two, if there's not, can states have the right to continue to have their own marriage policies, as in the states that are before this court, where they've actually passed laws or passed initiatives that affirm marriage as the natural union of a man and a woman?
Well, man, I think there are a couple issues here, aren't there? No, of course there's no constitutional right to same-sex marriage, something defined by aberrant sexual behavior that during the time of the framing of the United States Constitution, certainly and beyond in all the 13 colonies, was called a crime against nature. Homosexual behavior was criminal in nature. So to say that there could have been some constitutional right to engage in crimes against nature is absurd, yet the Supreme Court has found so-called constitutional rights for people to murder babies, so it's hard to say how they will come down. Also, Matt, do states have the right to redefine marriage? Is this a states' rights issue, or is this something completely different?
Well, it really, that is a good question. I think a good win at the United States Supreme Court would be that there's no constitutional right to same-sex marriage. Frankly, that's a no-brainer. As you said, there is no way you can construe or distort the Constitution of the United States of America to come up with a so-called right to same-sex marriage. That's a no-brainer. If the court crosses that line, we have urged people to consider that decision as a lawless decision, not grounded in the Constitution, contrary to the higher law, and therefore an unjust law, which is, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, and others throughout Judeo-Christian history, is no law at all, and it ought to be treated as no law at all. Just like the dreadful decision of Dred Scott and the awful decision of Buck versus Bell and many, many others. But on the other issue, so it would be a great win to simply say something that's commonsensical, that there's no constitutional right to same-sex marriage. Now, that then begs the question, do states have the right to redefine marriage? And my answer to that is, even though I'm a very strong states' rights advocate, no, they don't have the right to redefine marriage any more than they have the right to redefine gravity. It is part of the natural created order. During the whole issue of slavery, some people said, well, just let the states have their own choice in this. Well, slavery, the degradation of humanity, abortion, the killing of innocent human beings, is not a state's rights issue. There are certain things that are embedded in the natural law, in the created order, that transcend geography. They're not geographically bound by a state's border or the division between the federal and the state government. They transcend time and geography and people groups. And the issue of marriage is one of those. It is ontologically, observably, objectively, the union of a male and a female in marriage, and it cannot be anything other than that, any more than gravity can be anything other than what it is. It's part of the natural creation from our Creator, and therefore a state can only affirm it as what it is. Now, in terms of the edges of marriage, states have a right to regulate that in terms of the ceremonies, in terms of the division of property, in terms of the rights that are associated with marriage. States have a right to be able to define the edges of or the benefits of marriage, but they don't have the right to redefine the actual institution of marriage. It is absurd to think that a state can say marriage is between two people of the opposite, the same sex, when reality and history and millennia have shown that it's obviously the union of a man and a woman.
Well, Matt, you know, there are some good conservative, you know, presidential candidates and others out there who I think are trying to split the baby here. They're trying to reach some kind of compromise and say, well, let's just send this all back to the states. That's where it belongs. And as you point out, that's just not the case. This is really an all or nothing compromise here. And the fact of the matter is that marriage is what marriage is. Well, Matt, let me ask you this. What are the arguments that are going to be before the court tomorrow? I know there are some big ones on equal protection, so-called equal protection, and full faith and credit, and some other things. But Justice Kennedy, if he's going to remain consistent, and he's many people expect him to be the swing vote on this, he's argued that this is a states' rights issue, that this is from a federalism standpoint, which you've already pointed out cannot be the case. But even so, that would be better than if he just somehow grants a phantom constitutional right to same-sex marriage outright, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, back in the 2013 Windsor case with regards to the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, he basically did two things. One, he really distorted the Constitution. He used the words equal protection, but he never used the analysis, because if he had done the analysis, you could not come to an equal protection. Why? Because to have an equal protection, you've got to have the right enumerated in the Constitution. Race is enumerated in the Constitution. Freedom of religion is enumerated in the Constitution. Or it has to be deeply embedded in our history and something that is the essence of our liberty. Well, as you pointed out, same-sex relationships have been to the contrary. They're not deeply embedded. They're not respected as part of the necessary elements of liberty. It's never been treated that way. In fact, it's been treated as a crime against nature. Why? Because same-sex activity is unnatural. It is contrary to the natural created order. So he mouthed the words equal protection, but he didn't use the analysis, because if he did, it'd be a no-brainer. There's no equal protection. But then what he also said was states have a right to define marriage. He said that multiple times. So if he at least continues on that track, then they would uphold those cases that are in front of him where they actually did affirm the natural created order of marriage, and then the battle would go back to the states. What that would mean is two things. Number one, there's some courts that overread the 2013 Windsor decision, thinking that it meant that there's a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. Those should be overturned and vacated, meaning the constitutional marriage amendments should come back into existence in those states where the courts have ruled against them. That's number one. Number two, I think you would probably have some other activity on the states, maybe some additional constitutional marriage amendments. There's no question that the battle would return back to the states. But again, states do not have the right to redefine what God created. So states can affirm what already exists. Marriage is what, as you said, marriage is. It's the union of a man and a woman.
Well, Matt, also on the chopping block, frankly, here is religious liberty, the freedom of Christian expression. We know that so-called gay marriage and religious liberty cannot coexist in harmony. We've seen case after case where same-sex marriage has been used as a sledgehammer against religious liberty.
No question. And that's why we have had a number of leaders come together to sign what's called the Marriage Pledge. You can read it at marriage or defendmarriage.org. And it addresses these very issues, because this puts religious freedom on a collision with these homosexual same-sex unions and same-sex marriage. This is a line we cannot and will not cross. That's what we say in the Marriage Pledge, and I encourage you to take a look at it. We will also have it on our website at lc.org. That's lc.org. A wide variety of individuals have signed this Marriage Pledge. I encourage you to read it, pray about it, and join us as we urge people to stand your ground. Don't walk away if your mission is adoptions and the state says, now you've got to place children in homes, not with moms and dads, but in homes that collide with your religious beliefs and your calling. rather than just simply closing down shop, stand your ground. And we're going to have these kinds of conflicts around the country. Liberty Counsel is standing with those who are standing their ground, and we hope and pray that you stand with us as well, not only with your prayers, certainly, but with your financial support as well. Join Liberty Counsel as we stand the ground and help others stand their ground on this issue of marriage and religious freedom.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.